In some states, voters have to register with a party to vote in a primary. That's not the case in Wisconsin, so Democrats and Republicans always have the option of voting in the other party's primary. But some of Republican Scott Walker's supporters are concerned about an organized crossover vote by Democrats for Republican Mark Newman. Their theory is that Newman would be the weaker general election candidate. UW-Milwaukee political science professor Mordecai Lee doesn't buy it.
I gotta tell you, I think it's an urban myth, and it just never dies.
Lee says Wisconsin voters are too independent. Endorsements don't influence them, Lee says, so why would it work if one political insider plotted with another to do some malicious voting? Lee also doubts either party could pull it off.
I don't think any party has such a secret network that it can get hundreds of thousands or even 1,000 people to deliberately vote a certain way without it leaking out.
Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy has run the state's election agency for decades. He says there's always some crossover voting, but not enough to make any impact.
Most people are out to vote for something. They're making a choice. Even if they're voting against the incumbent, they're making a choice for someone to replace them.
The theory that Democrats would cross over to vote for Newman also presumes that he'd be an easier candidate than Walker. Professor Lee says you can make that argument, but you could also make an equally strong argument that Newman would be tougher for Democrat Tom Barrett to beat in November. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.